It is the local breakfast for Gippsland's half enormous stores, Maui, Warragul, and even in Wonthaggi. And maybe, just maybe, Stephen Gregory, the events that are happening in Rio at the moment have inspired you to get off your backside and do something and find a fit of you.
Desperately hoping so, Dexy. If it's that little bit of motivation you want, you're thinking, hey, I reckon I could do this in another 4 years. Got to get into training now.
Absolutely. If you want that summer bod, well, it's not going to happen the week before summer. You need to get down to see the team. It's Gregory's Fitness Center.
Yeah, it's exactly right, Deeks. You want to give yourself a good length of time to get yourself ready for summer.
We need this morning to talk about the five habits that you never knew may, in fact, be destroying your health.
Deeksy, a couple of these we have spoken about before.
Mm-hmm.
Procrastination.
It's kind of the thing that we all wait for, isn't
it? Yes, this is right. So we're sitting on the couch watching the Olympics, but we're not doing anything about it. Oh, we'll start that tomorrow. If you're putting something off, say you've got to have something done by the end of the week and you wait until Thursday, it's going to increase your stress levels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to upset your sleeping patterns as well.
All from procrastination.
All just from procrastinating, just putting that extra pressure on yourself.
Stop the procrastinating. What about poor posture? That's another one.
Yeah, it's fairly common. So if you're not in good alignment, your body's not in good alignment. So your organs and your breathing, everything like that is not going to be working efficiently. But not only that, Deeksy, it can cause a lot of pain in your skeletal and muscular system as well.
These days, a lot of us are working at a computer, so we do tend to hunch over and we've got our arms up. Just make sure that you give yourself a little bit of a stretch out, and that may just help you. One that we touched on last week, that we eat too quick.
It's one of those things that causes a lot of extra stress on your digestive system. I think we mentioned around 20 to 30 chews per mouthful last
Quite
week.
Quite possibly, yes.
Yeah, so poorly functioning digestive system is not a healthy body.
Slow it up. That's all you need to do.
Yes.
And what about the intense daily workout?
Again, a good example of the Olympics on, Dixie. Professional athletes thinking, okay, we've got to train extraordinarily hard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got about a rest as well. There's a nice balance to it. If you don't, you will overstress the body. You will end up giving maybe hairline fractures for runners and things like that, shin splints if you're doing too much and not resting. So it's very important to give your body that time to recover.
One thing that I am actually guilty of is sleeping on my stomach.
One of those things that they recommend for you to do if you've got sleep apnea or if you snore, the pressure it puts on your neck and your shoulders is really quite amazing, and the pain that it can cause. It's quite astonishing. I was really quite surprised when I read up on this. Being a side sleeper, I never really thought about it. If you're face down, how much you're hyperextending your neck and your shoulders are all out of position, it's going to cause a lot of problems. And you can even have things like dizziness, lower back, ribs, as I said, neck, shoulders.
Some people actually have been known to actually tie a tennis ball to their stomach so that way that when they do turn over on their stomach, it's uncomfortable, so they then turn over again.
That's a clever idea.
If you want another clever idea, you can just walk through the doors at 435 Mainderham Road in Droom West. That is where you'll find Gregory's Fitness Centre. On the phone as well, 56252550 or gregorysfc.com.au.
Yep, I'll be out there waiting for you.